Hey, it's Chris from The Morning Mix. I had the opportunity to chat with NASCAR driver Shane Van Gisbergen, who won last year's Chicago Street Race, which, of course, was the inaugural NASCAR Chicago Street Race. He is going to be back defending his title on Sunday, July 7th. Please enjoy my conversation with Shane Van Gisbergen, a.k.a. SVG, with The Morning Mix. Pretty excited to chat with you. Because I've learned some things about you recently that make the fact that you won the Chicago Cup last year even more exciting. So last year, you won the inaugural Chicago Street Race here in Chicago. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
And that was your first ever NASCAR street race. Is that right?
Yeah, it was the first race for NASCAR in general on the streets. So it was pretty cool to be here for it.
Unbelievable. And if I have this right, I can tell from... the phone clipped. I can tell from just speaking with you, obviously, that you're from New Zealand. And
yeah, that's right.
In New Zealand, you guys drive on one side of the car, but in America, we drive on the other side of the car. In that race, were you driving on the opposite side of the car for the first time ever?
No. I when I do rally and then when I race in Europe, they're on the left side of the car there too, so... It was something I'd done before, yeah.
Okay, because I had heard a legend that you were shifting and clutching with the opposite side of your body that you're more used to while doing the race, and you still won the race, which is insane.
No, it wasn't. It was pretty foreign, but not completely.
Okay, cool. Well, if there's a little kid listening and you want to become a NASCAR driver or you want to race, you know, in the Xfinity Series, which you're going to be doing the full-time NASCAR Xfinity Series now, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We're about six rounds in so far. So, yeah, it's been an awesome experience.
Unbelievable. But if you're a little kid and you want to get in, like, how do you even start, you know? How do you, as a kid, find your way to NASCAR?
Yeah, so I was a bit different to most. I think most kids, you know, they go to go-karting and stuff like that. I was doing speedway and dirt tracks in New Zealand and racing on motorbikes and stuff like that. And then ended up going into the cars, but... Yeah, pretty much live and breathed it my whole life, and just wanted to be a race car driver, really. So
that's
pretty
crazy.
Cool it worked out.
So now here you are all the way in full-time on the NASCAR Xfinity Series. What is the sort of weekly schedule like for you as you prep for a race?
Yeah, it's been full-on. So we race every week, which has been a change for me. Normally it's every 2 or 3 weeks where I was in Australia racing, just prepping for the different tracks every week. Every week's been a new challenge and something to get used to. So, yeah, just trying to take it all in, prepare as much as I can, so I'm ready to go when the time comes.
Now, how every morning of a race day, do you have a routine that you go through before every race? Like, we hear professional athletes all the time, they have their routine, you know, they wake up, they eat this breakfast, listen to that music. Do you have a routine on race day?
No, I'm pretty pretty easy going with that stuff.
So what was the experience like last year in Chicago, driving on Michigan Avenue and Lakeshore Drive and Columbus Avenue in our street race?
It was crazy. I've never, the city is something I've never been to like this, the size of it and how impressive all the buildings and stuff are. But yeah, for the race itself, was really impressive. NASCAR's first street race, the job they did, and it was a bit of a shame with the weather on Sunday being so crazy. But yeah, just the event, the scale of everything was pretty overwhelming, really. But once the race started, it was just cool to be a part of it and racing against lots of guys I'd, you know, watched on TV every week and stuff like that. It was pretty cool.
Did you have that feeling as you passed some of them? Like, oh my God, there's so-and-so, I'm passing you.
No, just focus on the car and getting in front of them, not who was driving it.
How are you able, so the closest I've ever come to racing would be karting. Like buddies and I go to one of the karting tracks here and we do some of the K1 karting and it's a blast. And I'm constantly trying to find the line on the track and trying to figure out how to get around and maybe nudge my way through. But how are you able during a race to be talking to your pit crew so calmly while you're driving? I don't understand how you're doing like over 100 and into left-hand turns and being like, oh, hey, man, yeah, I think the front left is a little low. I don't get how you're able to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems normal to me. It's something I've done for so long now. So, yeah, it's just like karting, though. You're really just going out there racing with your mates and trying to beat them, but it's just on a bigger scale and some of them aren't your friends.
So here in Chicago, one of the most legendary sports moments is with Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan had the flu and he played and had a lights out game, and he played in the game, and there's a very famous image of Scottie Pippen helping him off the court, and it's known as the flu game. Have you ever had a flu race or a stomach flu race or a uh-oh, I better not hit a bump race where you were worried something's going to go wrong?
Yeah, I've had a race where I broke my collarbone the week before.
And oh, my God.
Had to race the week after. So, yeah, that was probably my equivalent of that. But, yeah, got a plate put in it and went racing the week after, which was pretty cool, and won as well. So, yeah,
so did
that's
they,
probably my equivalent of that.
Were you just on all sorts of painkillers so that you wouldn't? Because I would imagine if you're taking a turn or, you know what I mean, with the G-force hitting you.
I couldn't take many painkillers because they just affect your brain too much.
So. Yeah, and you're driving.
Yeah, and you're not really allowed to in sport, yeah.
Now, have you seen Talladega Nights with Will Ferrell?
I have, yeah.
Is that required viewing for you guys?
Yeah, well, I'm finding out it's pretty close to how it is, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, so the transition from New Zealand to America now in NASCAR, what have you noticed? What are some of the bigger differences that you find either on track or with the fans?
Oh, just the scale of everything. Like the racing is so impressive and how all the teams work and the tracks. And then the fans, of course, are awesome as well. Like they get so into it, so passionate. Yeah, you can really, it's just awesome to be a part of and hopefully I'm in it for a long time to come.
Yeah, that's awesome. Are you sort of like an ambassador for New Zealand in general here in the States, or do people kind of just, are they more focused on your racing?
Well, hopefully they're just my racing, but yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, I guess I'm the only New Zealand driver, but yeah, there's a few of us over in IndyCar racing and other series around the world, and the Kiwis seem to support their own, so yeah. It's really cool to have such support from over there.
Oh, that's so cool. I love that. And, you know, before I let you go, you're going to be in Chicago again. Obviously, the race is coming up, happening in Grant Park again, and we're getting pumped for it. What things did you get to experience in Chicago the last time you were here? And are there things that you wish you got to do that maybe you're going to try to do while you're here?
No, not really, to be honest. I just come to race.
That's it.
I'm not a big city person, so as soon as I can leave, I'm happy about it.
Is that the truth? So you pull in for the race. It's like you're going to see the hotel room and the track, and then you're out.
Yeah, that's me.
Dude, I love that. Well, if you change your mind and you want to see around Chicago at all, let me know. We would be happy to be your tour guides here in Chicago.
No, thank you.
Now, how long, before I let you go, sorry. Obviously, Shane Van Gisbergen, but people call you SVG, which is actually, it sounds like a pro wrestler.
I guess so, yeah. I'm happy just being called Shane, man. It's easy.
Exactly. It's fine. Well, Shane, good luck in the race this summer. We're pumped for it. I can't wait to be down there and to see it. We'll be looking for the 97 Chevy Camaro, which will be you flying by to the finish line. And good luck this year.
Thanks a lot, mate. Good to speak to you.
Yeah. Take care.